In the second stanza of the poem, we see the author, the speaker of the poem, visualizing the last scenes of his life before him on the dark sky which flashed in front of him. And he noticed that while he was going through the saddest times of his life, the depressing situations of his life, he was all alone. He wanted to see his father. He wanted to see the Almighty Lord beside him, walking along with him, guiding and showing him the right path. But he could not see him anywhere, because he saw all through those troubled and sad times, there was only one set of footprints along the flashes of his life. And he was quite worried. He was anxious to know why was it so. It troubled him, and so he decided that I need to ask. I need to find out from my father, the Almighty Lord. I need to find out that why did he leave me alone when I needed him the most, when I wanted his guidance for me to overcome the challenging situations, the hard times. Why would he leave me alone then? In the third stanza, we find the author, the speaker, all decided to question the Lord. And he did ask the Almighty Father, Father, you had promised me that if I decide to follow you with full faith, you will never leave me alone. Then why was it so that when I needed you the most, when I was going through trying times, challenging times, and I needed your guidance to overcome, to come out of those situations, why did you leave me alone, Father? Because I did see that there were only my footprints all along. I could not locate yours. I could not find yours. And it tells me you were not with me, Father. Why was it so? In the last stanza of the poem, we find Father, the Almighty God, telling in a very reassuring voice, in a very nice way, explaining to the author, to the speaker. He tells, my precious child, I love you so much that no matter what, I will never leave you alone. During all those sad times, troublesome times of your life, when you wanted my guidance, when you wanted my help to overcome, I was there with you. The footprints that you saw on the sand, they were not yours, my child. They were mine, as I was carrying you. It was my footprint on the sand, not yours, my dear. I was there to show you the light. I was there to guide you to the correct path, through the correct way. And all along, I guided you. Never ever think that when you have faith in God, God will leave you. God is there with you always, all through. So thus, we come to the end of the poem. And we understand that once we have full faith in God, God will always be there to guide us. But that doesn't mean we will stop trying on our own self. We need to try. We need to put in our own efforts. Because the proverb says, God helps those who help themselves. That means Almighty Father will come down to help us. He will be there with us to show us the right path. Only when he gets to see that we, his children, we are putting in our full effort. We are trying. We are trying our best. We are putting in our hard effort, our heart and soul. We are putting in and we are trying our best to overcome. We are trying to work out things. When Lord sees that, he will definitely help us to overcome.